Coming. A little reggae in the garden at Rosie on the House with John J. Harper. We've taken calls. One thing I love about this show is being able to touch base with all the different corners of the state every Saturday morning. We've talked to Waddell. We've talked to Aguila. And now I want to run all the way down to southern Arizona to beautiful Elgin down there in the Empire Ranch area. And let's ask Barry what it is he's working on so we can see what we can do to help him out. Good morning, Barry.
Well, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I am trying to figure out how to put a lawn in down here, which is a little unusual for Elgin. And I was wondering if bluegrass would be appropriate.
Yeah, I would think you'd want to use a bluegrass or a blend of fescue bluegrass and ryegrass. Something like that, yes, at roughly 5,000 foot elevation, that would be the type of lawn that should work fine for you.
Do I have to do any soil preparation before I start planting it, and is this a good time to plant?
You certainly want to do plenty of soil preparation. You know, you want to, of course, have it be level. You want to have it be rock-free and clod and clump-free.
That's and you want it to be down here.
Well, it's not easy. It's not easy anywhere in Arizona, really, I don't think. A rototiller and some compost and probably some gypsum to loosen up and add some organic material to the top. You don't have to go too terribly deep with a lawn. That's the good thing. It's not like a vegetable garden, but a couple inches, you know, and till in some mulch and some gypsum or compost and some gypsum and then, you know, rake out all the stones and rocks and clods and that sort of thing. And, you know, and then sow your seed and then lightly cover it with, you know, a layer of a little bit of mulch and keep it good and wet.
Okay.
And I would think this would be a great time to get it started, yes.
Hey, Barry.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Barry, hang on one second. Let me ask you. I know down at Sonora they've got the Arizona Quarter Horse Show next weekend. Don't they have something going down there right now for the Kentucky Derby?
Absolutely. Today and tomorrow, we've got both live racing and the simulcast of the Kentucky Derby. In fact, I just went by there a few minutes ago, and they're already starting to get a good crowd. Usually, a lot of people come down from Tucson, from Nogales, Sierra Vista. It's just a great weekend.
You're in one of my favorite corners of the whole state. That's a beautiful area. Barry, keep us posted. Let us get some before and after pictures of your lawn. Let us see what it is you're trying to convert to lawn area, and then let us see it again once you've got it. Sounds like he's baiting antelope to me. I don't know.
Yeah, but you call that pasture. That is the correct term. It's all in how you word it. On the topic of grass, we're going to bring Sheree into the conversation. Different type, though. Bermuda. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi. It's not Bermuda. It's St. Augustine.
Okay.
And
I apologize.
That's fine. I have a couple of areas where there's no where it's not growing. Where it died out like last year, and it looks like it's spreading into that area, but not really well. So my question is, can I plug it the way I would have plugged if it was Bermuda?
Sure.
I can, okay.
Sure.
Also, what kind of fertilizer should I be using on the St. Augustine?
Well, pretty much the same thing we'd use on Bermuda grasses. We like one called Turf Royale or All Seasons Lawn Food. It's a 21-7-14 formula with sulfur. Works very well.
21-7-14 with sulfur?
Right.
And you called it Turf Royale?
Turf Royale.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Okay, I think that was all I had for
you. Okay.
Thanks
there you
so much.
Go. Piece of cake.
Think we got time? Well, you know what? Fertilizing is a big topic, especially when we started going from our trees to our shrubs to our lawns. Let's recap the tip of the week.
Well, it's time to start. You know, the biggie that we always talk about is citrus. And, you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Valentine's Day are our three kind of key reminder dates. But, you know, Memorial Day is coming up here in a few weeks. So start thinking about fertilizing your citrus. But really, this time of year, as we're into the middle of spring, it's time to be feeding just about anything in your yard again, especially those plants that might have gotten frozen and pruned back real hard and they're trying to recover, to make sure that they put on plenty of growth. Fertilizing rose bushes once a month and starting to fertilize the summer lawns as they're coming back. So now this would be a great weekend to get stocked up on your fertilizers.
In addition to, you know, it's a good practice every year, but we keep talking about all the frost. Probably pretty critical this year just to get it strong for the 100-degree weather.
Well, what'll happen if you don't have enough foliage on that plant before the heat hits, or that's not well enough developed, it'll just wither. You know, it'll just burn up. So got to get them recovered before the heat hits in. And of course, you can go to the Rosie on the House website and newsletter, get a little coupon for that citrus food as well.
There you go. The Garden Hour, brought to you this week by Harper's Nursery. John J. Harper, again, we always appreciate you carving time out of every Saturday and joining us here on the show. Thanks a million, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, y'all stay tuned. We've got 2 hours of coming up with great information about how to keep that. We're going to stay a little bit on the garden segment, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to keep that garden from burning up through the middle of the summer. And we're going to be talking about goats. Yeah, you heard me right. Goats.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.